Wow, that's a big pile of bricks. I guess it takes a lot to build a house.
And it takes a lot of the right kind of bricks to build your life house, too. Hi, everybody. This is Zach. Welcome to Keys for Kids. Let's go to the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians in the 3rd chapter, 9th verse, where it says, "For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames." And now here's part two of our story. It's called The Brick House. "The bricks have arrived for that house I'll be working on, William," said Dad one day. "I'm going over there now. Want to come along?" "Sure," said William, and soon they arrived at the building site. "Wow! That's a huge pile of bricks," exclaimed William. "I guess that means you've got a whole lot of work to do, huh?" Dad laughed. "Yes, I do," he said. He smiled at his son. "We talked the other day about building a life house," added Dad. "Did you know that you have bricks to work with, too? Bricks to build your life house with." "I do?" asked William. "I know you don't mean bricks like the ones piled up here, so what do you mean?" Dad smiled. "All your thoughts, your words, and your actions are the bricks you're building with day by day," he explained. "Oh, that's cool," said William. "You'll keep building with them as long as you live," said Dad. He motioned toward the pile of bricks. "There are always some cracked or broken bricks among the good ones. When I come to those, I throw them out. I want this to be a beautiful, sturdy house when I'm finished. And when you find bricks that are poor choices for your life house, bad thoughts or words or deeds, you need to throw them out too, and just use the ones that please God." William nodded. "These bricks could be used for other kinds of buildings too, couldn't they?" he said. "They could be used to build a mall, or a church, or a hospital, any kind of building." "You're right," agreed Dad, as they started back towards the car. "And it's up to you to decide what kind of building your life will be. Day by day, you can lay the bricks of glorifying God and serving Him, or you can build selfishly, living to please yourself." "I really do want to build a good life house," William said, "so I'm going to be careful how I build." Well, what about you? What kind of life house are you building right now? Each thing that you think or say or do is a brick that becomes a part of your life house. If a bad thought comes to your mind, or if you feel like getting even with somebody, ask God to help you throw that brick out. When you feel like God is urging you to say a kind word or to help somebody, build with those bricks instead. Our key verse for today is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 10. It says, "Let each one take heed how he builds." And our key thought for the day, build your life house wisely. I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.